Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF, and we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man, and the statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch-alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Lock in on that. But first, get into a little conversation about whether an Apple Watch is considered jewelry.
But what do I need expensive jewelry for, bro? Like, what do I need it for?
I mean, it's an asset, bro.
Right.
A watch. A watch, at least.
Oh, this nigga out here being smart and shit.
I'm not trying to be LLC Twitter, my nigga. I'm just telling you, bro.
And you got to invest, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to invest.
I'm just telling you the benefits of a watch, bro. That's all. Huh?
You could use your phone to tell time, or you could buy a watch and then invest in a down payment on a condo building, 16 units that you then rent out, and then that pays for the watch.
Hello,
there
but
you go.
Y'all don't want to tell y'all want the 500 grand instead of
niggas running from the grind. I mean, niggas running from the grind.
Running from the grind is crazy.
Running from the fucking grind, bro. As in the words of the homie Ticket, bro, be a pro.
Welcome to Black Opinions Matter.
That bullshit ass Apple Watch, man. I'm
hey,
hot.
Dog, don't shit on my Apple Watch, my nigga. This is all you need, yo.
I got an Apple Watch that sit on the fucking charger every day. I ain't
you don't wear your Apple Watch,
my nigga. You're not checking your heart rate. Your heart rate probably crazy.
My nigga,
sure, put your watch on.
Right, I'll be honest, Trey. I thought for sure you would be one of those. Oh, I was like burned 1,700 calories today, 300 more, and I bet my goal for a week.
That's
actually me though.
You know what's crazy? The main reason why I got a fucking Apple Watch was because I was getting written up at work from being on Twitter. I would be checking my phone at work.
So now you just check. Like, so then you just check your watch? That was your solution?
So I bought the watch and I'd be like, oh, because you know, the group chat, you'd be so curious what's going on. I could just look and that bought it. Nigga, once I stopped teaching, I'd never touch that watch again.
Oh, you mean at work when you was a teacher?
Yeah, oh, okay. Bro.
No, now his whole job now is to be on Twitter.
That's why I'm like, what? Like, isn't that part of your shit?
Yo, that would be wild right now if your job was like, yo, you on Twitter.
Trey, Trey, I need you to get back on that typewriter and finish up those reports. You're always on the computer.
Hey, man. I feel like fucking movie hopping today, bro.
Movie hopping? What's that
mean? Yeah, bro.
Oh, you want to go like go to the theater and watch one?
And just jump and watch like three movies.
Hey, Trey, you got to do that by yourself, man. There's no greater joy in the world.
Seriously. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I want to put... I'm kind of scared to do it in New York, man, because it's so cold just walking out. No, bro, not the fucking fear of getting caught. I'm just talking about the idea of like, nigga, I got to actually get on the train. And then go here. And it's like, the one thing I do miss about Arizona, my nigga, I go to Harkins, go get the popcorn, go get all the seasoning, and just punt my whole day into
it. I'm an AMC guy, man. I was always AMC.
See, I fuck with Harkins, man. They had like 9 different seasonings.
I've never even heard of Harkins or whatever.
Harkins is it's local to Arizona. It's a
y'all some local niggas.
Damn, are you international with your movie theater?
Mister, I don't wear a fucking watch.
AMC is everywhere, my guy.
Jerv was like a military time nigga. Talking about what time is it?
13:05.
It's 20:42.
Hey, dog, listen, you gotta have structure.
I want to reveal something. I think, you know how like sometimes you watch enough commercials, it'll convince you to buy some shit that you wasn't really thinking about buying. I feel like all of our conversations with Jerv about the Nike Tech Fleece has led me to purchase a Nike Tech Fleece. Fucking,
so you got bought in?
You jumped down.
I'll tell you why, man.
Welcome, my brother.
I tell you why, because I was looking at like, damn, man, like I gotta get ready for this all-star trip coming up in a month. I really don't have a whole lot of cold weather clothes. So I was like, well, let me see like a tech fleece and I'll wear my coat over it. Then I found out there was something called the winterized tech fleece. And this shit got some shit on the inside there. And I was like, oh, that would be a kind of nice thing to wear.
Yo, like Iron Man suit ass nigga.
Yeah. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. I'm just saying, they make this shit for a reason. If you don't want to wear like, no coat and all that shit, they got all the extra shit on the inside.
I'm worried that I'm going to buy this shit and like it so much. I'm going to be like, Jerv, just a different one.
Yeah, you're going to be converted. I never had tech fleece, but I feel like you would mean like I'm scared of being converted to a tech fleece nigga. Like, I don't want that to be my whole wardrobe because I already wear sweats like damn near every day. So it's like,
hello.
Listen, the goal is to never say never. Just say not right now, because you're going to find some shit when you finally actually slip up. And enjoy that shit. I was mad as fuck the one time we had this futuristic party last December. And I fucking wore some leather pants, bro.
Nah.
Hear me out. And I was,
Where'd you get the leather pants?
First of all, they weren't even real leather, bro. They was fake leather from Zara. But the cut on these joints.
Nobody cares. I'm gonna tell you right now. Nobody gives a shit. Like some hoes might be like, "Oh, that's not real." Like niggas are gonna look at you like this nigga about to do fucking Eddie Murphy delirious or some shit.
Nah, so it was crazy because like the fit on them were really good. Like I was mad because I'm like, why am I enjoying these? And I I threw them shits at the door and put them in a bag and gave them to the homeless ASAP. I was never putting them on again after that party. But the fact that they felt good that I wore them at that party, because it was a futuristic party.
Did you feel the tug of like, oh man, this might be my life now?
Yeah, yes. And I was irritated. because I was like,
that nigga threw that shit at, hey, you ain't throw at the door, you threw that shit at the window. I hate you. at the mirror. Nigga threw that thing as a reflection and shit. Like, no.
It's like the Green Goblin and shit.
But like think about some shit that you hated on and you finally got one over. I hate it.
Yeah.
Look at your face.
So my entire fatherhood existence, right? Mm-hmm. I've had one rule. You'll never catch your boy in no motherfucking Monarchs, right? Like that's just not ever gonna happen. On Instagram. Somebody had
those were terrible, by the way.
Them shits were fire for the
Monarchs. Which one?
My nigga.
The Black History Month Monarchs?
Some fake ass off white ones. I know what you're talking about because you posted them on. And I was like, again, these are sneaker. What's that? What was that website you had? Sneaker weed.
Sneaker weed. Sneaker weed. They got the Kobe Grinch joints for the low.
Listen, Jerv would have got them fake ass Virgil Monarchs, the sneaker weed joints off for real. Now I'm a nigga that wore Monarchs.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
When you was teaching?
2018. You mean? Remember?
Are you sure?
Monarchs.
I remember you rocking the Monarchs.
Monarchs.
Right?
Bro, I wore them like a whole summer, like just trying to like talk to people about like it's not about what shoes you wear. It's like if you really cool, you cool. You can wear whatever you want. And
did you feel cool?
I mean, I feel like myself, nigga. I'm cool. I can wear whatever.
But that's a cool nigga swag.
The real rap combo with the fake leather pants, and now I'm wilding for asking if you felt cool in the Monarchs.
Nah, but this is the thing. Again, I'm the only person thinking about. Damn, I wore some leather pants. I hate it. I just hate that it's on record that I shit on them on Twitter. And then they can see me like, oh, that's the nigga with the, I thought you didn't fuck with him. Like, I get irritated with shit like that. So I stopped doing that, right? But also, it was just funny because at the time when we were doing the Nice Kicks podcast, people would hit us, like especially random white people. Yo, am I too old to be wearing Jordans? White dudes. And I'm like, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Nigga, just wear the shoes. If you like them, you like them. Or people will take a picture and be like, yo, should I get these? Hey. Stop asking me that. You the one gotta spend your money on it.
I remember my moment of, I don't give a shit. I like them shits, man. I went to Drew League, and I was wearing some fives, and they were like cement fives, right? So they weren't like the regular white, red, and black. They had little cement.
Mike didn't wear those.
Mike didn't wear them.
This nigga and Nick DiPaolo were like, Mike didn't wear those. I was like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I like the way these look, man. And I was like, and I remember like inside, I was like, that's right. I mean, stand up.
No, but you know what's crazy? I contradicted that because we had a live show in fucking Boston and I wore the black and green Jordan 1s. And I was like, nigga, I thought Mike didn't wear it. And I was like, fuck, I was trying to fit a theme because I'm in Boston. I'm wearing the black and green ones. And I just thought like.
You came up with some bullshit. You said some shit like, you told me like, oh no, he wore these on the McDonald's game tour.
You cornered me, and I remember you having an answer. And my answer was,
he said, I remember you having an answer.
My bullshit ass answer was because of the live show and we were in Boston and I wanted to wear green.
No, nigga, you had some answer. No. Like, this is the promotional tour he did in Germany in 93. And I was like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like it could happen. So I was like,
Shattered Backboards. That's the story for Shattered Backboards, though, for real.
I fuck with the shadow.
What were you going to say, Jer? Because you sound like you got the real answer.
Oh no! I feel like you said at least to me. I feel like it was what jersey was you rocking? You was rocking
Lenny Cook. I had Lenny Cook Summer League jersey.
So, listen, man. I got my rule. I've broken it one time, two times, and it was with the fives. I bought those the Laney fives when they first came out, and I bought the nut ass.
Those, by the way.
Huh?
Mike Warnos?
Oh, look at me. I shout out to me. And then the other Jones I know he ain't rock was them fucking black grapes. He did not wear the black grapes.
I mean, Drake got some fake ones. No, it's on record, too. No, but Drake got some fake ones. Hey, Amin, I'm officially a New York nigga, bro.
What happened? You got to take please, too?
No. Fuck no. Hell no. I know. Like, that's associated with scamming. Yes,
I'm about to be scamming in Salt Lake. Yes.
So,
I'm gonna take a full body pick.
I got some Stussy Timberlands, right?
Oh no!
Niggas is like, I had New York niggas like, did we convert you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because it was like,
what Timberlands?
The Stussy ones.
I got the Stussy
or Stussy. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Stussy, right? I got the All World hiking boot. So it's ostrich. It's wheat. It's waterproof. It got the black bottom with the blue laces. They crazy,
those not the
right?
Regular joint. Those,
it's not the construction one. Right.
So like think about no. So you know the beef and brocks. So, yeah, so you know like yeah. The beef and brocks, but they just yeah. Made Stussy made their own joints. Like you know what I mean? So and they're crazy. But niggas is like, I expect an LA nigga to wear those.
I don't think that. So makes niggas is on me like, though, because that's like a non-traditional look. Like you gotta have a traditional Tim to be converted. I feel like that's just my take.
Nah, but wearing
that niggas don't, y'all don't wear construction Tim.
But an LA nigga buying a hiking boot in general.
So Jarvis, crazy because I've been telling myself recently, like, oh, I'm gonna buy some Tims. I haven't worn Tims in a while. Like, I used to wear Tims in high school, but there's absolutely no reason for anybody in LA to ever wear Tims. Like, it's not.
It's like
it's like it's not a comfortable shoe. It does. It serves no purpose in LA because it's not like we walk in the streets. Like all you know, it's you in the car. It's warm 90% of the time. Yeah, those are trash, Trey.
I'm good, bro. I can't fuck with it.
Yo, for the audio audience, Jeremy just wagging his finger no, and then Jason said, "Nah, those are trash." Yeah, his Trey was holding the shoe up. Yeah.
Nah, you got to get you got to get the OG wheats. The all blacks, the navy blues is cool.
See, I'm not wearing no Tims.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. People talk about the black on black Air Force One as the like niggas about to run a jukes or whatever footwear. I submit to you, it's the black on black Tims. I don't trust a nigga wearing right.
Nah,
immediately.
Bro.
Yeah. That person is no good.
The Jodeci's,
not the leather one. I'm not talking
about suede. You're talking about the suede.
The suede. The black suede one, that's a nigga that's up to no good. For sure. 100%.
Jodeci's, you're cool.
Yeah.
You know what? No. 2023, we changing the narrative on black Air Force Ones. Fucking wear them, bro. I seen my nigga Han from fucking Fast and the Furious wearing them shits. He
black
lit,
on black
nigga.
Or black with the white?
Triple
the white
black, shirt. Nigga. Black. Han was wearing them shits.
Recently.
And Melo was wearing them shits. We wearing them
Melo
shits,
did
bro.
Wear them,
fuck
yeah.
All that. We wearing
nah,
them,
I like
nigga,
the black
back,
and white.
Nigga.
I wear the black and whites all the time, but the black on black, I've never, not even back in the day, man. I just couldn't do it, man. Because every time I looked at it, I always thought about like mall security niggas where
I'm
they have
black
to black
nigga
shoes,
now.
So.
I mean,
nurses.
I'm a triple black nigga now. I got nurses, the Travis Scott's triple black. I got the Stussy Penny Twos triple black. I'm with the all black shit this year.
Trey, are you back to buying shoes?
Yeah,
sure,
yes he is. Yes he is.
Sure don't seem like it.
Yeah. That nigga didn't realize
they
he
got
was
me.
Nigga,
these niggas that got me.
they pulled him back in.
I told that nigga Trey he wasn't gonna last 6 months. He was like, nah.
He's like,
nah, man. I ain't gonna be buying
the
no
biggest
kicks.
Mistake of my life. This nigga had the bread for
us. Stacey Boots was 325.
I know, nigga. You've been spending. You've been living the life. You bought the penny.
The craziest shit.
You bought the penny too.
I tried
those
to,
is new too.
I tried to be sneaky, bro.
Yeah, this nigga Trey trying to keep the combo going because Jay about to just run down the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, bro, you got about five.
No,
new
but
pairs.
The funniest shit, I was out and I like wore the like wide leg Japanese pants, making sure like my shoe was covered. Nigga thought like I was being low. I moved and nigga said.
The fabric just moved a little bit.
No, me and Ben went to Soho House, bro. We met. And Ben like, oh, you got some $2,000 shoes on. I said, hey, man. Dog. Hey. Yeah. These is a gift. This is a gift to myself for my birthday.
This is a gift. Wow. Happy belated, by the way, Trey. Happy.
Appreciate
you know
y'all, gangsta.
Happy belated.
I'm 38 with hip problems right now. I woke up with a hip pointer. That shit was not great. It was not great, man.
Oh, yo, can I just put something out there real quick? Since we, you know, while we're on the topic of fits and fashion, you know, I'm having myself a Sean moment right here. You know, I had a Sean moment over the weekend.
You have some shiny shoes with a buckle on it, like a pilgrim.
No, my nigga, we're not doing all that. I gotta have my integrity. Moment. I gotta have my integrity, bro. Like, come on,
some
yo.
Capri pants.
No, dog, no, because I can't do Capri shirt. Pants. I think a ghost face.
Shirt, five you to
get
buttons your, down open.
To get your nails done.
Taco meat out.
Look, I went to, what was the Jeezy show? I posted, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Jeezy show. Was it Jeezy? Yeah, whatever it was. I posted a fit. My nigga Trey said, "Yo, that's not trash."
What were you wearing? I didn't even see it.
I don't even remember, bro. I just remember I wasn't trash in Trey's eyes for a quick second. Right. He put it on Instagram. I started to have a Sean moment and repost it, but I was like, nah. That's unbelievable. I can't do that.
My nigga, I'm a nice nigga, bro. Y'all be making it seem like I'm harsh. I care. I tell well, you.
No, I mean, you just saw me for the first time, like, not in a, like, not wedding time, but I wasn't in a sweatsuit. Like, and Trey was like, oh, shit, that's not trash, yo.
That's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. No team pod returns this week, so we took a few weeks off. I know, you know, if you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that, but we're back. We're going to bring it back to you, me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. Remind you to stay black, motherfucker.